From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. For weeks now, ride-sharing services UberX and Lyft have been operating outside the law in Miami-Dade, with drivers being fined and cars getting impounded. But as Marva Hinton tells us, at least one county commissioner wants to take steps to make the so-called e-hailing services legit.
Commissioner Steve Bovo proposes overhauling the regulations that govern these services, which use smartphone apps to bring drivers and passengers together. Under the proposal, UberX and Lyft would be allowed to operate with an unlimited number of drivers, but the companies and the chauffeurs would have to register with the county. Cars couldn't be more than 5 years old, and each vehicle would have to be covered by commercial liability insurance. Drivers would also have to pay for a state criminal background check. But Bovo's plan faces a number of hurdles. Traditional taxi operators oppose UberX and Lyft, and county law restricts the number of limousine permits and taxi medallions that can be sold to protect these industries from competition. County commissioners are set to take a preliminary vote on the issue today. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
A family-owned drugstore chain that's been doing business in South Florida for more than half a century has been acquired by a retail giant. CVS Caremark says it will purchase Navarro Discount Pharmacy, the country's largest Hispanic-owned drugstore chain. Miami Herald business reporter Hannah Sampson says it's unlikely, however, that the familiar chain will disappear.
CVS says that they are going to keep Navarro stores open under the same brand. It has loyalty from Hispanic consumers. And they say they plan to keep the same product mix and hopefully learn from their counterparts at Navarro how to effectively merchandise and market to that community.
The Navarro family started the chain in Havana in 1940 and moved it to Little Havana in 1961.